This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There were a couple of stories in the Wall Street Journal over the weekend that have economists and economic journalists, to be honest, saying, wait, what? The gist of it is that the White House is thinking about changing the way the trade deficit is calculated, and in a separate piece, is telling government economists what economic growth rate they ought to gear their analysis toward hitting. The skeptical way of looking at that is that the numbers are being manipulated for political reasons. The party line way of looking at it is that the agencies at the center of the controversy say nothing has been decided yet and that any changes are meant only to improve the accuracy of the numbers. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Ganser looked into it.
Economists generally aren't a very excitable bunch, but mess with numbers and they get upset.
Oh, it is cooking the books. It verges on fraud.
That's Don Boudreau. He teaches economics at George Mason University. He says the Trump administration is asking the Commerce Department's Bureau of Economic Analysis, which issues trade deficit figures, to change how we count products that just cross into the U.S. briefly on their way to another country. Right now, they're counted as imports and exports. Boudreau says the White House just wants to count them as imports to help sell a renegotiation of NAFTA or higher taxes on imports.
To count them as imports and not count them as exports, that artificially inflates the trade deficit figure, which is the goal.
But the Commerce Department says, hey, we're just thinking about doing this to be as precise as possible. Edward Alden is with the Council on Foreign Relations. He says commerce should think twice.
If they're going to change it, I would like to see a really compelling rationale, and I haven't seen that yet.
The White House might also change the way it measures economic growth, issuing unrealistically rosy forecasts. According to Stan Collender, a budget guru at MSL Group, he says the administration could use these numbers to persuade Congress to back its spending plans.
This would be a way to curry favor, get the votes they want.
Collender says other presidents have used overly optimistic forecasts to justify their spending, but not to this extent. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.